That cheerful voice on the phone, of course, is none other than Larry Weber. Good morning there, sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. And, yeah, we do have some sunshine after having a bit of clouds. I was up early enough this morning to see Venus in the east and the full moon in the west. Now, that is not that impressive getting up early because the sunrise now is close to 7:30, so it's not quite so early. But nevertheless, it was good to see them. And we did not see much of the full moon in the last couple of nights. Now, according to the forecast, it sounds like clouds is going to be coming back. This mild temperature today of near 40 degrees is kind of a partial repeat of what we had last year. Last year, the warmest day for the whole month of November came on the 27th, way at the end, where it reached in the upper 40s. Well, we're not going to get that this time. It's been an unusual month. We've been 1 week from tomorrow is the last is the first day of December, and so we will be ending the month in another week. And I don't think we're going to change the pattern very much. We are considerably cooler than normal. If this were the end of the month today, we would be about 5 degrees cooler than normal, which is a pretty impressive difference from the norm. And the high temperature for the whole month was way back on the 3rd when we hit 44. Now, this past week, we had a couple of nice chilly mornings of below zero. I don't think that's going to repeat, though we are going to get some chilly temperatures. The freeze-up is pretty much for real. One of the things I like to do once we get some snow on the ground, virtually every day I'm out taking a look at what's going on with the animal tracks. I was out walking this morning and saw, once again, quite a bit of activity different from what I saw yesterday morning. And that's the way it is with this new snow cover at this time of year. This is one of the best times to be seeing animal tracks. The snow is not really that deep, therefore there's a lot of movement. It has not really been that cold, therefore there's a lot of movement. And many times, and thanks to today's temperatures, the snow can get wet. And when that happens, it leaves a nice footprint. Well, that's one of the beauties of this time of year. We have, as I said, we're going to have a temperature, end up with a temperature below normal for the month of November. Precipitation-wise is interesting. Snowfall, as of right now, is above normal, 10.5 inches. If we get some more, according to your forecast, and perhaps a little bit more in the next week, we could end up somewhere about normal for the whole month of November. But it's interesting, thanks to the cold temperatures, the snow has been mostly dry, therefore the precipitation is less than normal. Yes, a very interesting month. And as I was saying, I like to get out and see animal tracks, and this is a good time to do so, and I would recommend anybody to do the same thing with these temperatures. We're going to see critters moving around. I had the experience this past week of seeing a few mammals that I don't usually see. On one day, I was out walking in my yard, and I saw a chipmunk. Now, chipmunks are very common in yards, but by this time, they pretty much have all gone to sleep. This one had its cheeks full of food, full of seeds and so forth, and apparently it had gone out for just one more snack to take back to its den to cache. They go to sleep. Their sleep is not a permanent, not a deep hibernation. Their sleep is a definite long sleep, but they will wake up during the cold weather, and they will have a snack, and then they will go back to sleep again. It sounds like a pretty good way for a critter to spend the winter. If you ever watch them in the fall, they do cache a lot of food, and then you wonder, why would they cache all that food if they're going to sleep? Well, it's because they do have a number of waking up times. I have a few times seen chipmunks out in January, but for the most part, nope, they stay in their den. The other one of note that I saw this past week was a gray fox. Now, it's not unusual to see fox tracks virtually every time I go out looking for animal tracks. There are a few that I find almost every day, deer and squirrel and mice and so forth. Well, fox are often one of them. And the red fox is what we usually see. Red fox have adapted very well to people. They're common in suburban areas in much of the country. And they have been doing well enough to keep their populations going. But this was its cousin, the gray fox. The gray fox is not as well known. They're a little bit more common to the south and east of us, though they are in this area, and there seems to be more sightings of them all the time in this area. I think I lived in my place 15 years before I saw first the gray fox, and then since then I have seen them sporadic since then. This one was an interesting one to see because I must have scared it up because it was ran across the lake, and it ran across the one lake from one spot to bay in another spot, and so it was right out in the open for a while. Now, I kind of envied its running across the lake because I had tried to walk on the same lake just shortly before and found out the ice was not strong enough. So I kind of envied that. But this was an interesting sighting. Also of note have been the birds. Birds have I settled down pretty much to just the regulars coming to the bird feeders. I am still looking for the first red poles of the season. I've been asking around, and other people have not been seeing them either. So we'll see when they're going to, if they're going to. Every so often, we'll have a winter where we don't get red poles at all. They are such a lively little bird. They're lovely to see around the bird feeder, but that every so often that happens, we don't get them. Right now I have chickadees. I have blue jays. I've got a pretty good number of blue jays, somewhere around a half a dozen of them. And then I have white-breast, red-breast nuthatch, hairy woodpecker, downy woodpecker, red-belly woodpecker. Not yet at the bird feeder, but nearby is a pileated woodpecker, which has decided to feed on crab apples in a tree nearby, but it hasn't yet come to the bird feeder. And then, of course, we have a couple of flocks of turkeys that have been showing up every day. So there is definitely plenty going on, plenty to watch. Now, as we get colder and as we get deeper snow, perhaps a few other finches will start to show up. Things such as pine siskins and red pole goldfinches, along with hopefully the red poles. I have seen pine grosbeak. I saw them as recently as 2 days ago, but they have not yet come to the bird feeder either. So yes, Lisa, there is plenty going on. Now, one of the things I like to do when it gets to be this time of year is I like to go visit the beaver ponds. And beaver ponds are, by this time, pretty well settled into who's going to be there. And there is a lodge. And, of course, the beaver, if it's going to survive in that lodge all winter, has got to have food. So the beaver goes out and caches food, taking branches and so forth, and dragging them into the water and making a nice big pile just outside of the lodge. Now, as the ice moves in, that pile will freeze in place. And, of course, the ice entirely freezes over the pond. And so the beaver has to swim underwater from its lodge to get to the cache under the ice, breaks off pieces, and takes it back for its food. That is the winter time of the beaver. I think they have a pretty tough winter. And then inside that lodge, they have to stay there because they, of course, can't stay underwater all the time. Apparently it's warm enough that they can survive it, but it's a pretty tough thing to do. Well, I like to go out and visit beaver ponds at this time to see if they've all frozen up, or usually they keep a place open right near the lodge for as long as they can. Well, I visited a couple of them this week, and the one that's my favorite one to visit is a huge lodge, and it must have a couple of beavers inside. It had a big cache outside, and I did not see any open water at all. Thanks to the early freeze-up, it seems like it's frozen right up from the beaver's lodge to the beaver's cache. And so, yes, interesting time to get out and take a look. We're going to have a milder temperature today, but the cold is going to return. And, yes, I suggest getting out and checking to see what kind of critters are leaving tracks around your place. So, okay, take care.
All right. Thank you, Larry. Maybe folks still walking off yesterday's dinner are leaving tracks near your place. You never know. Larry Weber is our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here on 103.3 KUMD.